Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
I had a disagreement with my mother-in-law and said something I regret. So how do I smooth things over? Oy, you know why this is so hard? It's because you can't talk to your in-laws the way you talk to your own parents, even though it may be really tempting sometimes. Now, in this scenario, I cannot tell you exactly what she said because we want to protect the innocent. But suffice it to say, she said the equivalent of, "You're being ridiculous." And if you're like me, this is totally something you could say to your own mother in a disagreement and she would tell you how to eat the cabbage. But this is not something you can say to a mother-in-law. So you got to go full mea culpa. I made a huge mistake. And I really regret it. I did not take your thoughts seriously, and that was so wrong. And I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen in the future. I am really sorry, and I hope you can forgive me. And then you've got to give it time to get the relationship feeling comfortable again, because she may very well forgive you, but the forgetting is a lot harder. If you're like me, as a kid, you never really understood that cliche of having conflict with a mother-in-law. Both of my parents got on great with theirs, and my grandmothers were both just very laissez-faire when it came to their adult children and even grandchildren, so maybe that's part of the reason why. But I have seen some really struggle, and struggle so much that son-in-law and mother-in-law would get into huge shouting matches. And that is so stressful for everyone because everyone loves each other and wants everybody to get along. But it's also not the end of the world. I've seen very successful marriages with strained in-law relationships. And I think that's because at some point they were able to set some healthy boundaries. It's tricky though, especially if you've married into a family that is very different from yours. Most people think the way their families did stuff, that's the right way. So when you get into a different situation, it's easy to get confused and judgmental, and it can become hard to be respectful and understanding. I think it takes practice, patience, little self-control, all of which are skills anybody can develop. But if you do lose patience and you say something that hurts someone's feelings, telling them you've realized you were wrong and that you feel so bad about it, you've been losing sleep, will help them realize you're only human too. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.